Before my husband and I got married, we rented a tiny townhouse built around the 70s. This was around 2010. My husband is the definition of a skeptic and always worked overnight in hospital, so he can't and would never back me up on this. But then I think about it, I still get creeped out. So the townhouse has a downstairs with kitchen and living room, with the stairs straight off the front door that led to the two rooms upstairs. Everything was very opened. You could spin around in the living room and see almost every corner. From the moment we signed the lease, I got a bad feeling from the top of the stairs, which shared a corner with the door to the spare bedroom. A friend came to visit once and refused to enter the house after driving 30 minutes to see me, immediately feeling something peeking at her from the spare room. She was pretty woohoo and said it was evil. I laughed it off, though. Can't deny my own icky feelings about the room and the top of the stairs. If I tried to watch TV in the living room, I could often feel someone looking at me from the stairs. I would run up them and across the hall to our room at night to go to bed. One last very weird feature of the townhouse was that there was a cutout ledge in our bedroom wall that, you guessed it, opened straight to a view of that icky spot on the stairs, and you could look down into the living room front door from there. So the experience. I was sleeping one night and I woke up to a super bright, quick flash of light from our closet. I thought it was a power surge. I expected the closet bulb to be burnt out, but then it turned on by itself at a regular brightness. At that point, I was scared. I decided to get up and just turn it off, ignore it, and go back to sleep. I was trying hard not to look out the ledge. I could feel that something coming from the stairs. As I started to gather myself and sit up, I heard a click, and then the downstairs TV turned on by itself. My heart was pounding, but I just froze. The volume starts increasing on the TV, like someone is just holding the button down, and in a few seconds, it was blaring loud. Betta, I just speed walked, flip off the closet light, down the hall, down the stairs, and grabbed the remote to turn it off. Turned around and ran fast as I could to go back to bed. Nothing I can think of explains it. Nothing else that dramatic ever has happened again. But I did often feel the bed compress like someone sat on it. I haven't had that feeling anywhere else I have slept. It's just spooky. So, I used to work as a security officer. I was asked to work a Saturday night shift at an old warehouse in Dudley. I turned up at 5 p.m., where the building was a huge brick warehouse with some makeshift offices at the front. I walked in, took the keys from the day officer, and locked the doors behind him. Everything seemed normal for a while. It was a bit creepy as the building was so old, but I was used to that. Around 1 a.m., I got a call from the warehouse manager. One of his night drivers had forgotten his paperwork and asked me to go into the office right at the back of the warehouse and collect it for him so he can come and pick it up. I said fine and headed to the office. The warehouse was pitch black. I had a small torch, but only slightly lit my way. I walked through until I got into the office, which was a huge metal sliding door. It made a screeching noise as I pulled it open. As I walked in front of me was the office fax machine, which was blinking and the paperwork was printed out. I grabbed the paperwork, but as I turned around, I looked to the other end of the office and saw what I can only describe as a dark figure hunched over, shivering. I could hear what sounded like breathing, but like if you were freezing cold. I stood there for about 30 seconds, motionless, staring at this figure. I turned back slowly and closed the door behind me, rushing back to the front office where I locked the door and waited for the driver. An hour later, the driver collected the paperwork. For the rest of the night, I'd convinced myself it was just the dark playing tricks on me. But it didn't stop me from unlocking the office door, checking the cameras every few minutes. 5 a.m. turned up. I got a knock on the door from the day officer. I handed him the keys and expected him to come in. but he locked the door from the outside. I asked him if he was going in. He said he doesn't go inside when there's nobody else in, but sits in his car in the car park and waits. I said, that's a bit strange. He looked at me and asked if I went anywhere else other than the security office. I told him that I went to the back office to get paperwork for a driver, not telling him about the other part. I'll never forget the look he gave me or what he said then. He looked me in the eyes and said, well, then you know why I don't go in there alone then. It gives me chills. But I shrugged it off and just said, okay then, and left for home. Safe to say, on the way home, I called my office and requested not to go back there. This is a 100% true story. Hope you enjoyed the read. This was back in 2006 at an abandoned building in the industrial area in San Diego. Abandoned since the 1950s with no physical address to research the property on. We were a group of young punk rock street kids and turned the building into our home with couches and tables and other junk we could find. From the beginning, we would dismiss each other's stories of seeing silhouettes or shadows of people in the corners or hearing steps around the place. One friend woke up one night and saw another friend attacked by a shadowy figure. Thought it was a person that tackled the figure only to crash into the wall past the couch. On one regular night of drinking, I, for whatever reason, decided to pass. The next morning, when everyone was leaving the next day to make money, find food, etc., I had decided to stay back and just relax and enjoy having some space to myself with the whole building being full. There were a few times while I was sitting in the main room that I thought I heard something, so I wandered out saying, hello, and getting no response. On the last occasion, I went out and went near one of the corners of the building from within a room made of concrete and a building otherwise made of wood, drywall. The weirdness is why we call the building the meat locker that only locks from the outside and was currently locked with our valuables inside. I hear three loud thumps that are clearly coming from inside of the room, followed by a blood-curdling scream. I ran all the way back to the main room, which is off of the entry door. This gave us light until need candles arose. It was too late to go back out and be productive, so I just sat there in the doorway and waited for my friends to return. Another time on a summer night, I was in the room in the building. My friend was sleeping on the floor, and I felt a weird feeling like someone is watching you. So I curled up in the sleeping bag and got all sweaty. Then an old rotary-style phone began to give off a long, eerie ring. The building has no electricity, and there's no phone here for sure. I ignored it and eventually drifted off to sleep. So 8 years ago, a neighbor, about five houses up from me, had died. He was a pretty well-off guy, but according to what was being said in the neighborhood, he had slipped in his kitchen, fell, hit his head, and died. The whole thing was fishy. Now, one day, I need to go to the supermarket. Where I live, the community is split into two, separated by this dense patch of forest. The forest is behind my house, so it is often used as a shortcut. The normal route from my house to the supermarket on the main road that connect the two halves would be about a mile. The shortcut would make that difference about 150 meters. So I'm leaving the house to go to the supermarket, and I'm eating a cinnamon roll, walking through these woods in the dead of night with my flashlight. I get distracted by something and trip and fall to the ground. Kind of pissed, I looked around to see if anybody saw that. Then something catches my eyes. A pair of slippers. I look up and looking directly at my neighbor who just died a few days ago. I started choking on the cinnamon roll immediately. I nearly shat my pants at the same time. The only thing I could do was started to wave and talk away, wondering what the heck just happened. I go home and told my mom what happened, and she nearly pissed herself laughing and crying while I'm confused. Turns out the guy had a twin brother. Yep, nothing scarier than running into the twin brother of a dead guy in the middle of the woods at 8 p.m. in the night. I have this happen maybe once or twice a year. In bed when I am going to sleep, clear as day, I hear someone say my name right in my ear. Not an interpretation of a sound I am hearing, or my wife sleep talking, etc. Just like someone got 3 inches from my ear and said my name. Well, I was in Vegas for work even last week, and one night I was in my room there, alone, and it happened again. This time, it was a woman's voice with a slight southern hint, and she said, "Honey," in my ear. I leapt up because I actually thought someone snuck into my room. Again, it was dead silent. This wasn't me hearing something in the hall, etc. I have read stories of people hearing their names or words when going to sleep. But does this have a paranormal science name? Shadow people, etc.? Thanks. Disclaimer, I'm not that best of a storyteller, but I'm not here to dramatize or exaggerate a spooky story either. Just thought I'd give my real experience, not anything super crazy, but I hope this is the right place to share it. Also, trigger warning for anyone sensitive to the topic of someone unaliving themselves. After I graduated last May, I decided to take up a job at my local jail. Nothing long term, just figured I'd work a year and save up some cash before college. Fast forward a little bit, and I'm only a few weeks into training. I've always liked the idea that ghosts really existed, but at that point, I really couldn't say I ever actually saw one. However, that all changed while taking post one night. The time was a little after 5 a.m., and I was sitting behind my desk, absolutely bored to tears. So being a good little deputy, I was spinning around in my chair, honestly trying not to fall asleep. This was around 11 of a 12-hour shift, so I am killing time before I got to go home. Now, to give you a little visual of where I am, I'm in a big giant room with a bunch of cells, and at one end of the room is the officer's desk with big windows behind it. The windows are super reflective, so officers can look into the pod from the hallway. But inmates can't look out into the hallway from inside the pod. At the other end of this pod are all the cells. This particular pod has some cells that were behind a second pane of glass. Still with me? Because this is important, I promise. Anyways, I'm spinning around in my chair at my desk and happen to glance up at the reflective windows behind the desk. As I do, some movement catches my eye upstairs. There is someone walking around upstairs, out of their cell, but behind the glass. I stare at disbelief for a moment and instantly freak the fuck out. I'm thinking somewhere along the lines of, holy fucking shit, who the hell is out of their cell this hour? Aw man, my ass is fucking grass, man. I quickly turn around and see no one up there. I scramble and check the monitor that gives me control of the cell doors and make sure all of them are locked, which they are. I even go up there myself and make sure everything is secure as can be. Somewhere in the middle, me making sure I'm not about to get fired, it dawned on me that was a motherfucking ghost. There was no mistaking it. I 1000% saw someone up there. Now, I don't mean I saw a quick little shadow or suspicious looking speckle of dust. No. I was distinctively looking at someone in an orange jumpsuit walking around up there. I could tell you this guy's haircut, his height, general build, and even what kind of beard he had. To be honest, I was totally banking on this happening at some point. I mean, from my first day, I could tell that place was uber haunted. So I immediately get my corporal on the horn and tell her excitedly that I saw a ghost. Things don't end there. After that, I was bragging to anyone and everyone about my little encounter with some mixed reactions. My sergeant says he doesn't really believe in ghosts, but some deputies told me that they've definitely seen some paranormal stuff on duty too. However, it's what the sergeant on day shift shared that has really stuck with me. He told me that they had an inmate commit suicide in that same pod a few years prior. I had already been told by a few people who'd been there a while. I gave a description of the guy that I saw, and we decided to look up the inmate just to see if they looked the same. It was him. It was definitely the guy I saw walking around upstairs, right down to his skinny face and the billy goat beard. There was no mistaking it. I've talked to some inmates about it, and I've had more than one tell me that sometimes they see hear someone walk past their cells peeking in at late hours of the night. Can't be a correctional officer they're talking about because they're always wearing an orange jumpsuit. Well, that's my spooky experience. I didn't really have any notable encounters after that, but I'd be happy to answer any questions any of you might have, but I hope you found this interesting. Now, this didn't happen to me, but it happened to my dad. He's not the kind to over-exaggerate or even believe in the supernatural, but this experience really shook him up. He owns a business that provides safety manufacturing for mining vehicles and the like, and he was on one of his sales trips down in the mining town of Calgary, Western Australia. Now, towns like these in Australia are old and remote and have a lot of strange feelings around them due to bloodshed, First Nation peoples, and also miners during the gold rush in Australia and crimes that occurred around remote towns such as these. As such, paranormal encounters are not unheard of, and I believe my dad had one. He had got back late to his hotel room after a trip out to the mines and was exhausted, so he went straight to bed. At around 2 a.m., he heard loud voices and banging of doors and sat up in his bed. The rooms are set out so that he could see his door directly from his bed down a small passageway. The noise ended abruptly, and he assumed it had been some drunk FIFO workers or something, and was ready to lay back down when he saw something strange. The door to his room hadn't opened, but he could clearly see a young girl making her way down the short passage hallway towards him. He couldn't see her features properly as she was quite shadowy and her body seemed to be cut off at the waist, as there were no visible legs. I was 16 at the time and he described her as seeming around my age and height. She came close to his bed and let out a yell as he was terrified, and she seemed to disappear in front of him. To this day, he still doesn't like talking about it and has retired from going on mining trips ever since.